The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen. Daf Ayin Chet. Today's daf has been studied by Rosh Hashanah Marat Zekenati, Yafa Batzarav, Rosh Hashanah Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf has been studied for us, Shalomah Moshe Ben Dina. Inna refana lo, inna refana lo, inna refana lo. Refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf. Refuato, kerebal abo v'chin yirasov v'nomar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Ayin Zayin Amud Bet, and we are on the bottom line. The Gemara says, actually we're on the first word on Ayin Chet. Vea gabe kadashim name ne'emar shor o chesev she'en ata yachod lehotzi kel'ayim b'nehem v'narbe. We learned in yesterday's Gemara that legabe a korban, you cannot bring something that was born from a hybrid, something that was born from an animal that was crossbreeded. And the way we learned it, because the pasuk says by the korban shor or chesed, or ez, ki yivaled. And we know that chesed and an ez, these are the same species. And they're able to be breeded. So the word or must have been coming to say, to exclude the breeding. Which means to exclude a crossbreed. To exclude an animal that is a hybrid. We learned by Geneva, when a person steals something, it says, Shor Oseh. So there we learned the opposite. We said Shor Oseh. We said these are items that cannot be made together. It has different gestation periods. Alright, one is 9 months and one is 5 months. So from the fact that it says the word or over there, it's coming to include that by a ganav, even if you were ganav a tavach, a hybrid, you're going to be hayav. Again, that was from the word Shor Oseh. A shor oseh cannot be breeded together. So the o must be coming to include something that's not written in the pasuk. And what is that? A hybrid. Because again, from a shor oseh, you cannot put them together. So the Gemara's question is, v'hagabe kadashim, ne'emar shor o chesev. What do you mean? By kadashim, by korbanot also, it says shor o chesev or ez. So why don't you look at the first two words? It says shor o chesev, and the Gemara says, she'en atay yachol leotzi kelayim b'nehem. These two items are not able to crossbreed them. A shor and a kesev are different animals, and they're not able to be crossbred. And therefore, from the o, we should come and include. And therefore, say v'narbe, we should come and include. Just like you did by Geneva, when you saw those two animals, you said, "Oh, they're not breedable." Therefore, the Torah must be coming to include even the o is coming to include. Say the same thing by kadashim. From the fact that the second O in the Pasuk, it says, Shor O Chesev O Ez. From the Kesev O Ez part of the Pasuk. From the fact that that's coming to be Mema'et, that's coming to limit. So therefore, Neshanameh Lema'et. So the first Pasuk also is coming to be Mema'et. If you remember, we also were Mema'et in Nidmeh. A Nidmeh is an animal that was breeded from two like species. However, it doesn't look like the father. Right? It's like a sheep and then it looks like a goat. So therefore, from the fact that we're being mima'et from one o in the sefa, so therefore we're probably being mima'et also in the sefa. We want to keep the o's consistent. Look at Rashi, top line. Mid the sefa de ma'et, o de sefa de kra. The o of the second part of the pasuk. Kesev or ez. Right? That pasuk, kesev or ez, Again, the pasuk says shor or kesef or es. So from the kesef or es part that she says vaday lema'et ata. For sure, it's coming to minimize. Share kilayim ba'im mehem. Those are able to be readable. So if anything, the or is coming to be mema'et umimela mishtamal lerabot. Exactly, mimela mishtamal. I know readable. I know kilayim. I would know from that from the pasukim itself. Even things that are crossbred. Lerabot lo etzarich ve'il lerabot nidmeh, and I don't need it to come to include nidmeh, because once I'm telling you that even things that are crossbred are included, so all the more so a nidmeh should be included. Again, nidmeh is from the same species, so if crossbred you're telling me is included, certainly a nidmeh which is from the same species just doesn't look like the father, certainly should be included. Kosher ken lo etzarich tekvan de mereshahu mitrabek l'ayim. Exactly. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, from the fact that from the sefa we're being mima'et, the awe of the sefa, so therefore, mistama, from the awe of the resha, also we're being mima'et. So the Gemara says, adraba, the miresha lerabot sefa name lerabot. On the contrary, which means, why don't you learn the opposite? Why don't you say from the fact that it says shor or kesef? So learn from there. Shor or kesef, again, are two animals that you cannot crossbreed them. So say that the or is coming to include, to say even crossbreeds. And then the second part of the pasuk is coming to include that not only crossbreeds can you bring as a korban, but even items that are, and then the sefa is coming to include also. Now, obviously, I was going to ask the question myself. Because if you're already including crossbreeds, what is the other or coming to include? Nidmeh, kosheken. I don't need a pasuk to come to include nidmeh when it comes from the same species, and it just doesn't look like the father. If you tell me a crossbred is okay, certainly if it's bred from the same species, it should be okay, even though it doesn't look like. So let's give on the next question. Hi, mai. If you tell me that the first or is coming to exclude, I need two exclusions. Now, fagav the meit kilayim is tzarich lemeute nidmeh. I need one for kilayim, a crossbred, and one for a nidmeh, and that's causing hadushim. Number one, a crossbred is asur. Because a crossbred is asur, does not mean a nidmeh is going to be asur. Nidmeh is a bigger hadush because nidmeh comes from the same species; it just doesn't look like the father. So therefore, if you tell me both of them are the ma'et, it makes sense. The first one is coming to be ma'et kilayim. The second one is coming to be ma'et. However, but if you tell me they have two pesukim to come to be merabe, if you come in and tell me that kilayim I can bring as a korban, of course a nidmeh I can bring as a korban also. It's from the same species. It just doesn't look like the father. If a crossbred for a hybrid can be brought, certainly a nidmeh can be brought. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, must be both pesukim are coming to be mema'et. And that's the Gemara's conclusion. Again, the Gemara's conclusion of this Gemara is when it says shor or chesef or ez. That's by korban. Let's learn the pesukim now. Shor or chesef. These two animals, shor or chesef. These animals, you're able to crossbreed them. A shor and a chesef. I'm sorry. Shor or chesef or ez. Chesef and ez, you're able to crossbreed them. And therefore, the o over there must be coming to. Mema'et, very good. So the Gemara is saying that just like that or is mema'et, just like the resha's or is being mema'et, so to the sefa's or is being mema'et as well. So therefore, bottom line, you have two hadushim that the pasuk is coming to me. Number one, I cannot bring a crossbreed as a korban, and number two, I cannot bring a nidmeh as a korban. Basically, I'm learning from the two or's that it's coming to exclude from the pasuk. Okay, that's the basic Gemara over here. Good. Okay, comes the Gemara now and goes back to something we said on yesterday's daf. In the Hada Amar Abba, Rava made a statement and he said, "Ze bana av." We have a rule that what kol makom shne emar se. Anytime it says the word se in the Torah. It's coming to exclude kilayim. Anytime you see the word sheep, it means dafka, sheep, as opposed to something that was crossbred. And he said, any time. So obviously, you're teaching me a case where I didn't learn it from the Pesukim. If it's written in the Pesukim, I don't read the Rabbah statement. You're teaching me a Hadush. You should know, Rabotai. Every time it says the word say in the Torah, it's coming to exclude a crossbreed. So the Gemara says, in what case? It begins. What do you mean? If it's coming to tell me by Korban, I don't need Rabbah's deed. Why? Because it says clearly, Shor o Chesev, Prat l'kel ayim. We just learned it. Shor o Chesev wa'ez. So what do we say from Shor o Chesev? Shor o Chesev, we came along and said that what? Shor o Chesev, you can crossbreed them, and the oil is coming to me, mema'et. So therefore, I don't need Rabbah's deen to tell me it by Kadashim. Also, what was he saying? Ile ma'aser. Oh, maybe by ma'aser behema. Halakha says that every 10th sheep that comes out of the corral, you have to brand it, and you bring it as a korban, and you get to eat the meat. So maybe it's coming to teach you that what it says the word se over there. Maybe dafka se, and you don't have to bring crossbreeds. Was no. Tahat yadif mekadashim. We have a gezerah shavah. It says the word tahat by ma'aser behema. It says the word tahat by korban. So we make a gezerah shavah. Tahat. Just talking about korban. You cannot bring a crossbreed. So to ma'aser, also it's not subject to crossbreeds. So Yabala says, ile bechor. Well, maybe it's the law of bechor. What's the law of bechor? If an animal is born to a kosher animal, first pet rechem. Halakha says what? The animal is indeed kodesh. And therefore what? You got to give it to the Kohen. That's a gift to the Kohen. So maybe you're teaching me what? That dafka, when it's born to a regular sheep, but not a crossbreed, I don't need it for. Ha'avara, ha'avara, yalif ma'asir. Again, we have a gezerah shava. Ha'avara, by ma'asir behema. Ta'avara, by bechor. So again, everything is covered. Kadashim, ma'asir behema, bechor. I know that you cannot use a crossbreed. Rava, again, what were you coming to include when you told me? Anytime it says seh, it's to exclude a crossbreed. In all these cases that I'm recording now, we have din hashot already. Kadashim, shoro chesef. Ba'asir behema, gezer hashava. Bechor, gezer hashava. Which case was Rava coming to include that it says the word seh, and it's to exclude a hybrid? Gemara says, we'll tell you. Inameh, nidmeh, Amra lo. Or I'll tell you, you know what? By Bechor, we know that a Nidmeh by a Bechor is no good. What does Nidmeh mean? The animal was born from two same species, but the animal doesn't look like the father. Right? That's called a Nidmeh. How do I know a Nidmeh doesn't work by a Bechor? Dichtiv, Ach Bechor Shor. Ach Yehu Shor, U Bechoro Shor. Ken Ayim, Mevaya? If you're telling me that a Nidmeh is not good by a Bechor, certainly Kilayim is not going to be good. So again, I don't need Rabbah's deed by Kilayim. I repeat, Rabbah made a statement. Anytime it says the word say in the Torah, it's to exclude Kilayim. Obviously Rabbah was coming to teach me Hadush somewhere. Where is this Hadush? In Kadashim? No. Why? I know Kadashim from a Mefirush Pasuk. Shor o Chesef. What was the Darashav Shor o Chesef? Even though a Shor and Chesef can be crossbred, right? Shor o Chesev, you can bring Kilayim from between them. Sorry. From Shor o Chesev we learned what? From the O of Shor o Chesev we learned what? To come to exclude Kilayim, that Kilayim cannot be brought as a Korban by Kadashim. Good. Maybe it's coming to, maybe Rava was teaching me by Ma'asir. No, Ma'asir, you have a Gezer HaShava from Ma'asir to Kadashim. Or maybe you're coming to teach me Din in Bechor. No, we have a gezerah from Bechor to Ma'asir to teach me that. And anyway, we don't need a hadush from Bechor. Because Nidmeh is asur by Bechor. So if Nidmeh is asur by Bechor, it comes from the same species, called Sheken, Kilayim. So Brava, what deen were you coming to teach me? Then back to the same question. So the Gemara says, Ela, Ki etmar de Rava le'inyan Petr Hamor. Oh, it's coming to teach me the deen of Petr Hamor. What's the deen of Petr Hamor? You have a Hamor. And the first of the womb comes out. That animal is Kurdish. What do you have to do with that animal? You have to make a pidyon. Tifdeh beseh. So the hadush is when it says in the Torah, tifdeh beseh, tafka beseh. And not from a animal that's a crossbreed, not from a hybrid, tafka beseh, velo, something that was crossbred. Maybe that's what it's coming to teach me. And it says, kedetnan, en podin. Like it says in the Mishnah, you're not be able to be put there a Petr Hamor, lo be'egel, not with a calf. Velo behaya, not with like a deer, that's a haya. Velo beshuta, or not an animal that was already slaughtered. Velo betrefa, velo bekilayim. Oh, very good. Clearly in the Mishnah, and not with a hybrid. Velo bekoi. Okay, koi is also a specific type of animal that it's not certain what it is. So basically, Rava's Hadush is to tell me that when you have a peter hamor, that the Torah says tifte bese, or you know what it says se, to teach me se velo kilayim. You cannot be podet with something that is a hybrid. What about Rabbi Elazar? That says you can be podet with kilayim. Ditnan. Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Elazar matir bekilayim bepeneshehu se. Because bottom line, it is considered a se lemay hilcheta. Amar. So then according to Rava, what was the reason of according to Rabbi Elazar? According to what was Rabbi Rava saying? Rabbi Elazar says by a Petr Hamor, you're able to redeem it with a say, even if it comes from Kilayim, even if it comes from a crossbreed. So then, what is Rava's Hadush? When did he say that? What's the say coming to teach me? Because we give an answer. Which means the reason why he says it's a seh is, let's say,
never
it comes from a crossbreed. Crossbreed, let's say, from a kevis and an ez. A kevis and an ez can be cross-mated. And the product of it is, it's all from the sheep family. It's just that you're crossbreeding kevis and an ez, and it produces a sheep. So that's considered a sheep. Whereas the first rabbi says, no. It's got to be mamash from the same species of the sheep. So therefore, according to the first rabbi that says you cannot bring a crossbred, and instead what Rav was coming to teach me, he says tifdei bese, davka, in a regular mating of sheep, mashake it a crossbreed of a kevis and a'ez, no. And according to the Bila, no, even if you mated a kevis and a'ez, bottom line, the product is called a sheep, even though you crossbred two different species. So therefore, what is Rav coming to teach me? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it's coming to teach me. But I says, אמר לך רבי אלעזר כי אתמד דרבה בחידוש לטמא שנולד מן הטהור ועבורו מן הטמא. It's coming to include a case of by kashrut. You have a tame, a non-kosher animal that was born from a tahor, that conceived from a tame. A horse went with a cow, and the cow gave birth to a horse. That is a eburo min atameh. That's the horse. Impregnated the cow, which is a tahor. And the cow gave birth to a horse as a result. So the Torah is coming to tell me that, wow, when it says in the Torah, by the kosher animals, it's only the kosher animals that are from regular species. Mashek, and if it was crossbred, a sus and a para, the product is not going to be kasher. Look at Rashi. Letame shenolad min atahor. Para sheyalda sus. The bottom Rashi. Para sheyalda sus. A cow that gave birth to a horse. Ve'abiv sus. And the mother's and the father's a sus, a horse. Or another case. A rahem, a sheep. Sheyalda hazir. They gave birth to a pig. How? Because ve'abiv hazir. The hazir went with the rahel and had a hazir. דאסור באכילה. How do I know it's אסור באכילה? דכתיב. זאת הבהמה אשר תאכלו שור שה כסבים. וכיוון דכתיב שה, what a kosher animal says the word שה, פרט לכלאיים כי אגב נא. That's the כלאיים that Rav was come to teach me. When you have a cross breed, the animal that comes out is not going to be kosher, even though you say it came from a kosher mother. Doesn't matter. Since the father was a sus, or the father was a hazir, and they produced a hazir from the cow or from the sheep, therefore it's not going to be kasher. So comes the Gemara and says, Udo ked Rabbi Yoshua. This is not following Rabbi Yoshua. How does Rabbi Yoshua hold? Rabbi Yoshua holds, V'i Rabbi Yoshua, M'se chesavim v'se izim nafkale, ad she'aviv keves v'imo kevsa. which means, according to the Rabbi Yehoshua, he has already a different pasuk. He doesn't need the pasuk of se to teach me that you cannot, that a coarse bread is not kasher. He learns it from another pasuk. It says, kesavim v'se'izim. So therefore, according to the Rabbi Yehoshua, this dirashav rava of se is not necessary. Because again, the Rabbi Yehoshua learns it from somewhere else. It says, se kesavim v'se'izim. From the fact that it says that, we learn that the father has to be a keves and the mother a kafsa. It has to be born from two behemot teorot. But if it's not born from two behemot teorot, the animal is not kosher. But so therefore the word se, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, is not needed for the drasha of Rabbah. Okay. So it's the drasha of another pasuk. Now they're going to ask a more basic question. Does this happen? Can a teme'ah come out of a tehora? Rashi, that you're telling me you need to exclude it. That's tariq le'me'ute. Ve'akai malan le'olam en mit'aberet lo teme'ah min ha'tehora ve'lo tehora min ha'teme'ah. It cannot get pregnant. A teme'ah cannot impregnate a tehora, and vice versa. So what are you telling me that Rava's Hadush was to tell me if a sus went with a cow, or a hazir, what would it, a hail? What are you talking? It cannot happen. They cannot impregnate each other. Not a teorah to a teme'ah, not a teme'ah to a teorah. So you don't have a case. Everyone else says, no, in, it can. Why the kaimalan? We're changing the case now. It's not as drastic as we thought it was. The case is like this. Di'i'avar mekalut kerabi shim'on. What's a kalut? Kalut is a kosher animal that's feet did not split. So it's a kosher animal per se, but it just does not have the signs of a kosher animal. So let's say a kalut went with its own species, kasher. So it's tahor with tahor. And it gave birth to an animal that is a kalut as a result of it. So that's the chidush of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, or that's the chidush of Rabbi Rava, Rabbi Al-Azhar, that if a kalut, it's kosher species, everything's kosher. We're not talking about a pig going with a nahel, that cannot happen. We're not talking about a sus going with a, we're falling off that. We're talking about an animal that feet did not split, it's really a kasher animal, that went with a regular kasher animal, and the baby that came out was a kalut. The chidush is that from the word seh, it's going to come and teach me that what? That animal is not kasher. And that's what it meant. A tameh with a tahor. Not that the animal is tameh. It just doesn't have a kosher sign. It's from the kosher species. It just, its feet did not open up. So that's what the Rabbi Al-Azhar said. It's a tameh with a tahor. We thought tameh with tahor was what? Drastic. A sus with a cow. It cannot happen. And we're talking about a kosher animal that's tameh in its signs. The feet did not split. There's not a split hooves. It's kalut. And the hadush of the rabbi is that such an animal, if it goes with a kosher species, kosher with kosher, and produces an animal that is also kalut, it is not going to be kasher. Look at the top rashi. Rashi speaks this all out. The aved, look at the top rashi. The i'aved mekalut kerabi shim'on. Top rashi on amud be'. Kalut parasotav kelutot. Right? It's parasot, its hooves are clothed. V'nolad min ha'tahor. It went with a tahor. V'rabi shim'on kari letameh. The animal is a tameh. The tanya bebechorot. Rabbi Shimon omer gamal gamal shne pa'amim. It says in the Torah gamal twice. Ehad gamal anolad min gamla. That's a regular gamal that had a gamala. Ve'ehad gamal anolad min para. Oh, what's that case? A gamal that came out of a para? Can't be. Ve'afilu avratom min tahor. Even if it, both animals were tahor, meaning a shor went with a para. That's normal. But the shor, its feet were closed. Mishor gamur, ka'asal Rabbi Shimon, which means the shor had its feet closed, and it went with the para, and the para gave birth to a cow, that's also feet were closed. That's why it's calling it a gamal. It's like a gamal, in the sense that its feet are closed. They're kalut. And the hadus of Rabbi Shimon is a tami, that's also a gamal. Not only a gamal that was born from a gemala, but even a gamal that was born from a Para.
How? From a tahor.
You could have a para give birth to a camel.
Then the shor, what would a para? Shor parasotav kenutot and gave birth to a kanut. Tahadush tulasatami asur. The Rabbi Yoshua. Upalik ali Rabbi Yoshua. Echad evatom na tahor meshosh enu kanut umatiro b'siman echad shel tahara o ma'aligera o mafriz parsa.
Rabbi Yoshua is mekil in that case. He says, bottom line, if the mother's Jewish and the father's Jewish, not Jewish, I don't say, tahor and tahor, it's okay. I don't care if this kalut, not kalut, as long as the baby came from tehorim, even the baby only has one sign, Rabbi Yeshua says, it's kasher.
V'doresh et ze lo tochelu et hagamal. Ze hi ata ochel b'siman echad. Aval yesh acher sh'ata ochel b'siman echad. Ve'eze, ze tamea nolad min tahor, ve'emburo min tahor.
Good. So Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Shimon on that case.
Yachol af iburom retamek lomar yachol kashem shani makshir bo kachri makshir bebno im etabera para hemenu tamud lomar se kevasim ve se ezim achenu lab mishne kevasim shuabim ve imo kevasim,
which is according to Rabbi Yeshua, they both have to be kevasim. Both have to be from the same species for this to work. But if they were, let's say you cross-breeded two kosher and it came out with one sign, then Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree and say it's no good. So that's where the argument between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon is. Rabbi Shimon says that doesn't matter, even if it was the same species, a shor and a parah, which is the same species, mamash, and you breeded them and they came out with kalut, no good. Right? Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that case is okay. One sign will be okay. When is Rabbi Yeshua argue? When you cross-breeded two different species, kosher, and it came out kalut, then it raises no good. So therefore, the maaseh, let's review, comes out according to... Huh? No. To eat. That's about korban. To eat. Why not? It's kosher. To kosher animals. To eat. So therefore, again, so comes out the maaseh. Rava made a statement. We go back. Rava made a statement. Anytime it says the word seh, ze bana av. This is a principle in the Torah. Crossbreeding, no good. So he said, when is it coming to teach me? Is it coming to teach me Kadashim? We know that already from Pesukim. Is it coming to teach me Maaseh? We know that from Pesukim. Gizra Sheva. Is it coming to teach me Bechor? We know that from Gizra Sheva also. Is it coming to teach me Peter Hamor? Oh, that's good, yeah. According to what she taught, it's coming to teach me Peter Hamor. It says, Seh, Dafka Seh, not if you crossbreed it. But according to Bir Azad, that says, no, even if you crossbreed, bottom line, it's still called a Seh. So therefore, what is it coming to exclude? So he says, coming to exclude the case where you had a tameh that breeded with a tahor and then kashrut. Tameh with a tahor can't be. Doesn't work. Oh, I mean a tameh mamash. We had the kosher animals that one was, its legs were not split, it's called kalut, and therefore that's considered like it's tameh. Let's say one shor, that's animals were not split, hooves were not split, one with a para, and the para gave birth to a kalut as well. According to Rabbi Shimon, the animal is not kashir, and that's what the seh is coming to teach me, that dafka a for kashrut is a kaseh, where it came from two kosher species, two kosher species, and they were kashir, meaning they weren't, didn't have a one kosher sign, they had two kosher signs, then the animal is going to be kashir. But not, and Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua says no, as long as it came from kosher species, it's okay. If they're the same species, but if it came from a different species and it was kalut, then it'd be Yeshua argues. So that's what comes out according to this this subject over here. The Gemara continues. Ba'e Rava. Rava has a question. It's now a new question. Hare alai ola. Okay, a guy came along and said, I am bringing a korban ola. With three shor, and he separated the shor for the korban ola. Uba acher veganav. Oh, what happened? A guy came and stole it. He stole the korban ola. Mi patar ganav nafshe bekeves lerabbanam be'olat ha'of lerabbi el'azar ben Azariah. Now he has to pay back. He stole an ola. He has to pay back an ola. But we know, according to Rabbanan, you don't have to bring a shor, which is a big animal, to fulfill your ola obligation, even if you brought a keves, is a sheep. And according to Rabbi el'azar ben Azariah, you can even bring an off, a bird. So the question is, when the ganav wants to pay back, can he pay back even on a lesser animal than the guy was magdish? Because according to these rabbis, you can't fulfill your korban olah with these animals. Ditnan, hare alai ola, yavi kevis. One rabbi says, bring a kevis, bring a sheep. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, yavi tor o ben yonah. Let him bring birds. Mai, mi amninan, shem ola kabir elave. Do you say the guy accepted upon himself a ola, and I'm giving back an ola? Or dilma matze amar le, or maybe the guy who got stolen from could say, ana mitzvah mena muvhar ba'ina le mi'ibad. Hey, listen, I want to do the mitzvah in the best way. I don't want to give a bird. I want to give a shor. Therefore, you got to pay me back a shor. Batal de ba'aya hadar pashat. After he asked the question, he solved it. Ganav patar atzmo bekevis rabbanan be'olat ta'of to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yeah, he can get away with it. Bottom line, the guy accepted upon himself for ola. I paid you back an ola. Who told you to bring a kishur? Bring it. No. Yeah, well, if he got caught, but give a shor. You want to bring a shor? I'm giving you a kibbis. Or according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I'm giving you a ola tov. I'm giving you a bird. Bottom line, shim ola, you accepted upon yourself. I gave you back an ola. Rav Acha bered Rav Ika matni la bedya. Rav Acha, you have a befirush b'laita. Amar Rav Acha hare alai ola. It's exactly this case. I mean, he has enough, it's brighter. He says, Rava said it beferush. What did he say? Hare alai ola. Vefrishor. Uba achev veginavo. Patar atzmo bekevis rabbanan. Ubalat ha'ov. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Clearly, that even though he was makdisha shor, he could pay back even with something less valuable. So long as it's viable for an ola. Matnitin. Makaro chutz me'achad me'ashebo. Let's say you sold the animal. Again, ganavu makar. But he sold it minus 1/100th of it. He kept 100th for himself. Meaning he sold 99% of the animal and he kept 1% for himself. It's not a sale. When the Torah says you got to sell it, to be chayav, you have to sell the whole animal. If he left something for himself, it's not considered a sale. Ho shaita lo bo shutafut. Or let's say he had a partnership. What does it mean he had a partnership? So the sheikh explains the case. Kodem shiginavo, which means he was a partner before he stole it. There were partners in the animal. And then he stole his friend's part over there, right? So therefore, it's not considered selling it totally bi'isur, because half the animal really belonged to you, and the half the animal belonged to your partner. So therefore, that's not considered totally selling it bi'isur. Therefore, you're not going to be chayav dalet v'heh, which means you have to own the whole animal, or it has to be totally you stole it, and then you sold it. However, if you were partners, so therefore, he owns half, and you own half, that's not considered a sale. No, it's not considered a sale, right? The guy that sold it will have to pay kefir, but he doesn't have to pay dal v'heh, because the sale is not considered a sale, he sells the whole thing. Hashochet v'netna bela biyado. Let's say he made shechita on the animal, and the animal became a nevela. Nevela means the shechita was not even a good shechita. Now, that's even according to Rabbanan. We learned according to Rabbi Shimon in the previous Mishnayot. Rabbi Shimon says if you slaughter the animal and the animal comes to terefa, that's not considered a shechita. Here it's even the rabbis. Because terefa, at least you slaughtered it correctly, the rabbis will say. It's just that it was found at terefa. But he, even the shechita was not done correctly. That's what a nevela is. So the rabbis are going to say if it was slaughtered and it was done a nevela, it's not going to be considered a shechita, and therefore no problem of down there. Hanuhir. What is Hanuhir? That she says, you ripped out the heart of the animal. That's how you slaughtered. You stuck the hands in the nostrils, you went all the way down, boom, and you pulled out the heart. That me'akir. Me'akir is, you just pulled out the trachea and the esophagus. You pulled out the two simanim. Me'akir. Mishalim tashlum kefir. In all these cases, you pay kefir. Ve'enu mishalim tashlum arba'a v'hamisha. Comes the Gemara and says, my chutz me'ehad me'ashebo. Very important machlokin over here. You sold the animal 99%. You kept 1% for yourself. Which part of the animal did you keep for yourself? Does it matter? Amarav chutz medavar mitar imo b'shechita. We're talking about over here, dafka where you kept for yourself an item that the shechita would have been matirit, namely meat. I kept 1% of the meat, but if I left 1% of shearings for myself, or 1% of the horns, or things like that the shaita anyway would not be matirit, that's not considered a shiur, which means that the only time that I'm going to be off, I'm not going to have to pay, if I kept 1%, let's say, for myself, or if I didn't sell it fully, is only if the item that I kept for myself is an item that the shaita would have been matirit if I would have slaughtered it, namely what? Meat. means I sold 99% of the animal and I kept 1% of the meat for myself, or that's not considered a sale. Mashaken, if I sold 99% of the animal and I kept 1% of the shearings, that's not considered a shiur, and therefore you'd be hayav dalve. So Rav holds only davar hanitar b'shchita. Ve'levi amar chutz megizoteha. Levi is more strict or more lenient. He holds lenient. He holds even if the 1% was shearings. Doesn't matter. Which means really any part of the animal, basically. Even shearings, if you left, if you didn't sell fully, you're not going to have to pay. V'chein tanya b'manita, chutz megizoteha. Could have a braita to support Levi. Let's just read this braita. The braita has different shitot. Machra chutz miyada, chutz miragla, chutz mekana, chutz megizoteha. Wow. Eno mishalim tashlume arba b'hamisha. According to this opinion, anything is a shiur. You sold it minus its hand, its feet, its horns, its shearings. The first opinion holds, everything is considered a shiur. Rabbi Omer, davar me'akev b'shchita, eno mishalim tashlume arba b'hamisha. V'she'eno me'akev b'shchita, mishalim tashlume arba b'hamisha. What's the opinion of Rabbi? Anushita. Davar me'akev b'shchita. Which means, if the shiur was something that would render the shechita no good. For example, I'm selling you 99% of the animal, I'm keeping the heart, I'm keeping the leg, I'm keeping the windpipe. The item that you're keeping would render the animal, that's a part of the animal, that would render the shechita no good if you were to keep it, so to speak. So therefore, any item that's me'akev the shechita, as opposed to, let's say, if I'm selling you 99% of the animal, but from the leg, from the knee down, I'm keeping. That you don't need. That's okay. That if you, even if the leg was not there, the shaita would be okay from that part down. But if I'm taking an item, yeah, certain things would not render it. Depends what part of the leg. But if I'm taking, let's say, shearings, that's nothing. Shearings, I can still make the shaita, the guy can make shaita on the animal. It doesn't affect it. I'm only an item that would be ma'akev the shaita. That's the second cheetah. Rabbi Shimon el-Azhar Omer, chutz mekarna. If he makes a difference between horns and shearings. If you hold the horns for yourself, eno mishalem tashlume arba b'hamisha. Chutz megizoteha, but if you hold the shearings, mishalem tashlume arba b'hamisha. So we have three shitot. Shita number one, anything is a shiur. Gizot, basad, yadayim, neglaim, anything is considered a shiur. Second cheetah says no. Dafka items that you kept for yourself, that would be ma'akev the shechita. And the third shita says, well, kanayin would be, horns is considered a shiur, therefore you would not pay down there, but gizot, no. Shearings, no. We have to see what the opinions are now. Now, pishtama Levi, let's go back. What was Levi's opinion? Rabotai, we had a machlok din Rav and Levi. What was Levi's opinion? Chutz megizoteha. His opinion was, that when we come along and say, where you kept 1% for yourself, for example, even if it is shearings. Ketanakama, he can be going like Tanakama. Because Tanakama included everything. Shearings, hands, feet, all this stuff. So Levi can follow Tanakama's opinion of the Braita. Ela, lirav, keman. But who is Rav going like? Let's review ourselves. What did Rav say? Only meat. Rav said the only time it's considered a shiur is if you're leaving the part of the animal that's that the shaitas matir it. Not give the shaitas matir. Rav shita, that's matir it. Which is what? Basar. Rav, the first line of the Gemara. Rav shita is dafka davar nitar b'shaita. Which means what? Meat. Let's go. Does that opinion go to any of the three?
No.
First opinion says even wool. Okay. Second opinion says, Even if it doesn't have raglayim, where according to Rav, raglayim are nitar b'shchita. The second shita said davar not nitar b'shchita, me'akev shchita. From the knee down, it's not me'akev b'shchita, but it would be matir. So according to Rav, that would be considered a shiur. According to the third shita, for sure, he says horns. So Rav, which one of the three rabbis are you going like? Amar Rav. Amre, Rav Damar ki haitana. He's got a fourth opinion. Another braita. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Machra chutz miyada, chutz miragla, eno meshalem tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. Very clearly.
even yadayim and aglayim, since the shaita is matirit, it's considered that you don't have to pay 4 and 5. Chutz mekarna, but if you hold back the horns, chutz megizotea, but if you hold back the shearings, meshalim tashlah rav hamisha, b'mayka mepalge. What is the root of this three-way machloket? Gemara says, Tana kama savar utbaho kulo ba'inan, umcharo kulo ba'inan. Just like the tibiha, you got to slaughter the whole animal, utbaho kulo, so too he learns, umcharo kulo, which means you got to sell the whole animal. And I don't care which part. You left back 1% of horns. Doesn't matter. Utbaho is kulo, so to umcharo is kulo. That's a shita. Very easy. Umcharo kulo. Right? Good. The whole thing.
Right.
Oh, right. That's Tanakama. That's what I mean. Now, next one. The Rabbi Savar, utbaho, midi da'avi bitbiha. Yeah, when it says utbaho, it means that you have to slaughter things that are inyan of the shaita. Lapuke midi de lo avya betmiha. That lapuke things that are not affecting the tibiha, the shearings, the horns, from the leg down, from the knee down, and things like that. Umachro dumya de tibiha, and umachro is going to be similar to tibiha. Just like tiviha is only on the items that are matir tiviha, right? You need a windpipe, you need a veshet, you need a heart, you need all, but items that are not ma'akev di tiviha, and therefore the mechira is similar to the tiviha. Third shita, v'ribi shomani ala azar savar karna, is a big difference now. He makes the difference between horns and shearings. What's between horns and shearings? Karna de lo le migza kaima havishiyur. A horn that's not destined to take off, you don't cut the horns off. So therefore that's considered a shiur. 99% I'm selling, I'm keeping the horns to myself. Oh, that's an item that you normally don't cut off. Therefore that's considered as if you held back something. Whereas gizotet, where the shiur you normally cut off, lo ave shiur. That's not considered holding back. Because anyway you normally cut them off. Therefore, mishnah tashmar b'hamisha. V'idach tarde b'ribi Ishmael. We have another writer. That's Rav. Rav held like the fourth shita. But so Mishmael Azar has two opinions. One in the Braita and one in the second Braita. The second Braita said that meat, like Rav said. And like Rav. What? Only when you're holding back items that are nitar b'shita. What's that opinion? Samar yadav v'raglav ditzrike tiviha havishiyur. That what? By tiviha, the legs to eat them need a tiviha. Even though they won't me'akev the tiviha if they're not there, but if you want to eat them, you need tiviha. Therefore, mechira also is dafka on, you have to sell all the items that shaita would be matir. However, karneha, v'gizoteha, the horns and the shearings, shaita is not necessary, the lo tzlicha tiviha, lo ave shi'ur. Ha'akashat Rabbi Shlomo ben Elazar, Rabbi Shlomo ben Elazar. We have a stira between the two braitot. Very simple. There's two tana'im according to the Bishwam. Comes out, we have, let's just review outside, four shitot. In what? What's considered a shiur? Everybody agrees something is considered a shiur. Shita number one, if you leave anything, you left horns back, no dalet shearings, that's it. The question can't everything else. Okay, he learned you gotta sell the whole thing. You held back one item, gone. Second shita says no. Only an item that the shita would be ma'akiv. For example, I'm selling you 99% now, I'm holding back the windpipe. Oh, shita would be ma'akiv, by the way. Holding back the heart. I'm holding back the meat, for sure. The shita would be ma'akiv. However, let's say I say, leg, arms, also shita with me'akiv. But for, let's say a certain part of the leg, from the knee down. Let's say the animal does not have from the knee down. You can still make shita on it. Oh, so that item is not a problem. Which means if I say 99% I'm keeping from the knee down, I would have to pay down there. Because it's considered I sold the whole thing that's nitar, not nitar, but that's me'akiv, the shita. Third shita, interesting. Let me show him in the azar. He makes them between horns and shearings. Horns that don't come off. Oh, so if I say, I'm showing you the whole animal, except the horns, that's considered a shiur. Shearings, anyway, comes off normally, that's not considered a shiur. Second, the Bishamon ben Elazar is learning meat. Right? Dafka nitar b'sha'ar. Two shitot, Bishamon ben Elazar, stira. No, two tana'im. One rabbi heard Bishamon ben Elazar is. One rabbi said Bishamon heard that. Then we had a machlok Rav and Nevi. Rav learned nitar b'sha'ita, like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar of the second Braita. And Nevi that said, even shearings, anything is going like Tanakama of the first Braita. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen, amen.